Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Teresa Graham. So happy that you are able to tune in with me on tonight here at Refreshing Waters Ministries, where we believe in refreshing you with the Word of God. I ask that you continue to tune in each week with us and have a blessed time. Come on, pull your seat up. We're getting ready for an awesome show tonight. Come on, y'all. Let's say amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'll see you after the show. Pride is defined as a feeling or deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. Now let me ask you a question. When someone says, "I am the greatest, I am beautiful, anointed and smart," bragging and boasting on their accomplishment, how does that make you feel inside? And is it wrong to feel the way the dictionary has defined pride? The dictionary gives that feeling that it's okay to have pride. Is it wrong for you to feel that you are better than life? Is it wrong to flatter yourself? Is it wrong to have self-glorification and self-exaltation? Is it wrong to feel that because of you, someone else have accomplished their goals? Is it wrong for you to want someone else's position and feel that you can do it better and you deserve the praises and the worship? But the Bible warns us against pride. And we will check with the Word of God when we come back, because when we come back, I will answer that question from the Bible. I am Dr. Teresa Graham, your host today, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. If you guys haven't already heard, there's a new online seminary school in the DFW area. Abba Theological Seminary offers affordable theology majors and Christian education degrees. Our dedication and commitment is to teach and prepare and equip great leaders who have a vocation, a call from God to serve. We make training both accessible and affordable to any servant of God that is willing to further their call. Learn more about our program by visiting us today at abbaseminary.org. This is Dr. Teresa Graham, and I approve this message.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's Santiago. You're now live in the mix with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Doesn't matter what they say. Now I feel a holy day. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise it.
Put your hands in the air, cause he cares. Put your hands in the air, cause he cares.
Looking outside, I see you anywhere. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed his precious blood. So can't you feel his love?
His love, his love.
That's why I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him. I wanna praise.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise.
You are now listening to Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about pride. As you know, there are two types of pride. There is the good pride and there is the bad pride. The good pride is being happy about what someone has done for us. And the bad pride is the glorification of self. It causes you to sin against God. It causes you to walk independent of God. And it causes you to develop a prideful look. Scripture tells us in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, that there are six things the Lord hates and seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. The Bible also says in Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty heart spirit before a fall. Let's take a few minutes to examine the good and the bad side of the word pride. Bad pride is when we think highly of ourselves, to deceive ourselves. And who does the Bible call the great deceiver? You got it right, Lucifer. Lucifer knew all so well what the sin of pride would bring. This pride drives evil competition. That's right. He competed against God. He wanted to be like God. He wanted what belonged to God. He wasn't satisfied with whom God created him to be. The Bible gives a description of who Lucifer was before the sin of pride entered his heart. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 14 through 15, where it says, "You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You are upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in thee. Now, it is obvious from the scripture that Satan's sin was what? Pride. Lucifer was an anointed cherub created by God. He was said to be full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. He did not want to serve. He wanted to be served, and he wanted to be worshipped. Now, this is my question to you. Have the devil offered you the seed of pride? Does he want you to think highly of yourself, to deceive yourself? It was pride that cost Adam and Eve their place in paradise. Today, it is a known fact that there are pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, ministers, and gospel singers who is blinded to the fact that they too walk in a spirit of pride. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate." Hear the scripture? Clearly states God hates anyone. I'm talking about anyone with a prideful and arrogant spirit. He hates the spirit of pride. Let's bring it to the church where pride is running rampant behind the sacred death. When you find a preacher walking around puffed up in their self, glorifying a gift that was given to them by God, self-seekers to be praised, receiving arrogance as their covering, moving through the path of fame and shame to gain pain after realizing they have stepped out of the will of the Father. All because they became deceived by the greater deceiver into thinking there's no one better than them and all glory belongs to them. Forget the fact that the scripture says all glory belongs to the Lord. Forgetting that the Lord will not share his glory with no man. We see great preachers, they think it's all about them. Let me give you an example of someone who is a well-known name and has a mass following that's following her. We all know Dr. Prophet Juanita Bynum. Amen? Now, in one of her well-written books, Matter of the Heart, Dr. Bynum, she wrote how pride almost destroyed her ministry by saying, "Before the Chicago conference, we had held a summit in Pensacola, Florida, which did not turn out the way that I thought it should have. We had rented a 10,000-seat auditorium and only about 6,000 to 7,000 attendees showed up. But it wasn't just the attendance across the board. The conference did not turn out the way that I had hoped. Immediately after that conference, I started carrying a burden. Pensacola had been unsuccessful. As the date approached for the Chicago summit, the Lord began to get my attention. We were planning to have the event in a beautiful church that seated 4,500 people. It was going to be impressive. You see, I was determined because of what had happened in Pensacola, that I was going to make the Chicago summit go over the top. Everything was going to be just right." She goes on to say, "Then I was hit with the unexpected. A couple of days before the conference, we ran into difficulties with the building and had to switch to another facility. It was not as big and was more difficult for the people to get to. As we made the last minute switch," she said, "I found myself again going into turmoil. How could this happen? We had been fasting and praying for this meeting." Prophet Bynum goes on to say, "Now this is what gripped my soul now and caused me to witness firsthand through her book, the spirit of pride operating." Now I want you to listen carefully to this statement by Prophet Bynum that she had wrote in her book. Prophet Bynum writes, "God began to deal with me. He started showing me that my burden was not for the people and what I felt they would receive." She says, Now get this. Please don't miss this part of her confession now. In her book, this is her book. I was more concerned for my image. How many of y'all are concerned about your image? Wow, isn't that something? She said, I was more concerned for my image. God showed her she was more concerned. She was more concerned about her image. So she sat in her driveway, tears rolling down her face, confused, saying to God, Lord, you know I am doing everything to please you, only to have God say, you are not doing what you can to please me. You are doing what you can to please people. You are doing what you can to be accepted by people so that they can say, oh, Juanita Bynum is really successful. Oh, she did a conference. Now, this is what the Lord was telling her, that she was only doing it so that folk can look at her like she grand, got it going on, honey. She can draw them crowds and people is coming to see her. She's doing it because she really wanted to look successful, and she wanted the people to walk away from that conference saying, hey, she did that conference, honey. She had it going on. The woman is powerful, and she wanted the praise, and she wanted the glory. You know, I'm not going to compare myself to Juanita Bynum, you know, because, you know, what God does through her, I am a prophet. I walk in the office of a prophet, and she's a prophet, and she walks in the office of a prophet. So I would never compare myself to her. But I will say this to you all, and I just want to make a point because I need to bring it in personal. It's getting personal. I remember when I first moved to Texas, and when I moved to Texas, I met this young lady who was having Bible study in her home, and she had invited me to come and preach and teach Bible study in her home. And while I was in her home, you know, preaching, she had a two-story home, like my two-story home, but she had a two-story home, and she had invited me into her home to preach and teach the women, and she had brought the women to come hear me preach and teach. Well, I want you to know, as I begin to teach the Word of God, you know, having a Bible study, you know, I begin to preach the best that I know how, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to flow through me and teach me how to deliver the Word, you know, because as servant, we're supposed to serve the menu just like God has written it. We're not supposed to add no salt or pepper to the Word of God. We're supposed to serve that Word just like He gave it to us, right? So I'm up here preaching, and I'm preaching, and I'm noticing the women grabbing, hollering, screaming, and they falling, fainting, and I'm walking by laying hands, and they just flying back, falling, just falling, just falling. So as they were falling, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, sit down. And I said, sit down? You know, and this is what I'm saying. They didn't know what I was saying, but I'm saying this in my spirit. Sit down. And the Holy Spirit say, sit down. And I said, Lord, wait a minute. I said, didn't you call me? Didn't you tell me to come to Texas because you got a work for me to do? Didn't you call me to be a preacher? Didn't you say I'm your mouthpiece? I'm your prophet? God, you called me. I didn't call myself. He said, sit down. He said, because I don't want you to get the glory. I will not share my glory with no man. He said, I'm to get the glory. He said, they're looking at you, but they're not seeing me. He said, sit down. And he set me down for a year and a half. I had to sit my little hips down until God released me to stand back up now. Amen. I realized that people can get wrapped up in you, and you may can get wrapped up in yourself, you see. And I've always told God, I said, Lord, kill me. If I'm not real with your people, kill me. I'd rather be dead than to be faking and shaking, claiming it and naming it and claiming it, fake it till you make it and all this other stuff. I'd rather be dead. I don't want to lead God's people astray, you know. And the Bible tells us, woe to those who lead God's people astray. You see, the blood of the people will be on your hand. So it's very important that we understand what pride can do to you. When you know you're wrong, let's get it right. That's the reason why we have these shows at Refreshing Waters Ministry Talk Show, because we want you to understand that you can easily walk in pride and don't even know that you're in pride. That's how the deceiver does. He will deceive you into thinking that you're right, that you're walking and you're fulfilling the will of God, and all the time you want it to be all about me, 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 I. Amen. And the reason why I use Juanita Bynum, because everybody can relate to her. Everybody knows her. And I'm just letting you know that she was showing through her book that she was operating in a spirit of pride, even though she was talking about her heart. Your heart is deceitful. This heart, this thing in your body, a spiritual heart I'm talking about, is deceitful. There's no good thing in the flesh. You're going to make mistakes, but it's up to you to get it right and say, God, I made a mistake. Adam and Eve walked in pride. They failed. They didn't say, God, please forgive me. I sinned. You know, help me get this thing right. They hid. And then they played the blame game. Now, how many of you walking around playing the blame game for what you know is wrong through the word of God? Come on, somebody. We need to stop playing the blame game and get this thing right before God, okay? Now, let's go back to her book. And another thing she has said in her book that blessed me was, she said God has shown her that the churches across the board have become men pleasers and have taught them how to master the church. That's why you got a lot of mess in the churches today. Because everybody is a man pleaser. They're not seeking the things of God. They're not seeking to win souls for God. The word of God says he that winneth souls is wise. Not he that uses his gift is wise. He that think he got a degree behind his name and got it going on is wise. No, the word of God says he that winneth souls is wise. The Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you will win the souls. The Bible say no man cometh to the Father unless the Spirit of the Lord draws him. It didn't say you would draw them. It didn't say get in yourself and say, hey, I'm Juanita Bynum. I'm Prophet Graham. I'm this, I'm that. And because of me, they coming. No, it should not be about you. It's about what God wants. Whoever God send to your ministry, send under your teaching, that's who you receive. You don't go out trying to say, hey, because I've been in ministry a long time and it's all about me, so I deserve to have this. I've been preaching since 1995, and guess what? I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I'm always seeking God to find out what he wants me to do. How he want me to do. It don't matter if God send me to talk to one somebody. I just thank God for that one somebody. Amen? Because the Bible, the devil, if God didn't send you, the devil will destroy you. Trust me when I tell you. You have to check yourself and stop walking in pride and trying to make things happen and make things work when you know good and well God didn't tell you to do that. You're doing it because you're walking in pride. You're doing it because you're trying to prove a point to somebody. That's prideful. You're doing it because you don't want to be wrong. That's being a spirit of pride. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. And listen to the great leaders that God has appointed and anointed and set up in the ministry to help and lead and guide you and feed you spiritual food. You have to listen. If they're speaking, Paul said now, follow me as I follow Christ. He didn't say, follow me, y'all. He was never walking in a spirit of pride. Now, at first, Paul was. He thought he was doing what was right to do by killing and persecuting the Christians. But after a while, he realized that, hey, hold on, something ain't right here. And that's how you have to get to a point where you say, look, am I walking in the spirit of pride? God, examine me, examine my heart. See, we try to knock open doors. We try to do things that God hadn't called us to do because we're walking in pride. We don't want people to see that, hey, we could be wrong. Pride always wants to be right. Pride wants someone to listen to them, and it's all about me. If you're doing stuff that you know God didn't call you to do, and you talking about, oh, God told me and me, and I'm going to show them God got his hand, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to prove no point to nobody that you were called by God. Trust me. You don't have to. Because in due times, the word of God said your gifts, what, will make room for you. So you don't have to get out there and sugarcoat nothing. Be whom God created you to be. Amen? Glory be to God. There was another time I heard
Prophet Juanita Bynum said that she thought because of her name she would draw the crowd and overfill her meetings because of who she was and the world knows who she is, and that didn't happen. She was forced by God to take a look at who she was and what she was seeking. Amen? We have to be careful in what we're seeking, because we could be just like that liar, Lucifer, the father of lies. We can desire to be big. Check why you are out there working in ministry. What is your purpose for running in the ministry? What is your purpose? Is it because you want somebody to pat you on the back, say you've done a great job, and it's all about you? You want to prove that you're doing this. You want to prove that the people should just worship you and just say, hey, you got it going on. Oh, look at that. And then you get puffed up like, look at me. It's because of me. Amen? Now, we have to realize that the spirit of pride is real, everybody. The father of lies is lurking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if he can transfer that prideful spirit to you, then that's what he can do. Amen. She realized that it wasn't about her. God allowed her to examine her heart. Now, can somebody throw an egg on my face? Can you see how the spirit of pride can easily attach itself to you? Now, I'm not judging this woman of God, just making a note of how we too can fall victim to this prideful spirit. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 2, let someone else praise you and not your own lips. Can you see how Prophet Bynum got in trouble? She began to take her eyes off of God and set them on the crowd and her gifting. Now, please understand, I'm not passing judgment. I'm just simply showing you what she said happened to her from her book, Matter of the Heart. If you don't have that book, go out and get that book. Read it. Matter of the Heart. Also, I've stated how Satan messed up and how Adam and Eve messed up by walking in pride and wishing and longing for glory, the glory that belonged to God, the glory that God will not share with nobody. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you think you are. He's not sharing his glory with you. Amen? We have to realize now that God is not going to anoint what he didn't appoint. Let me say that again. Wasn't that good? We have to realize, understand what I'm saying, that God is not going to anoint what he didn't appoint. Even though the gifts are there, as we are told in Romans chapter 11, verses 29, God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. We still must understand once pride enters your life, your gift is done. Did you get that? Your gift is done because you begin to now operate out of the will of God into operating in the spirit of pride. Many of you who are listening to me tonight may have a root of pride waiting to manifest in your life. Pride always have you in front of you. You heard what I said? Pride always has you in front of you. You always looking at you, 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 you. And pride seeks to be served. You better serve me. You better serve me. I heard, and I'm going back to Prophet Bynum, and I'm not going to bash her. But a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, who had the honor to be in Dr. Prophet Juanita Bynum's presence. And she came to his church to preach. And when she came to the church to preach, they bought her a bottle of water and a foam cup. It was a plastic cup. And she screamed out and said, do you not know who I am? Bring me a glass. Do y'all have a glass? I drink out of a crystal glass. She did not want to drink out of a cup, and she didn't want to drink out of a when they bought the bottle of water with the cup. Say she was very arrogant. Okay? Now, how true that is, I can't say. I'm just saying this man of God told me that. I'm just making a point to you how you can walk out of the will of God and think highly of yourself to deceive yourself. Amen? And I really believe that this man of God would not lie, you know, not on that. I believe what he said, because there are a lot of reports of different things that even Juanita Bynum said about herself. So it's not like I'm saying something to bash her or judging her. I'm just making points on how you guys can walk out of the will of God and walk into the spirit of pride. Now, if they have a vision and a plan, pride, they think everyone should have them reach their goal in ministry. Pride, not being concerned about other people's vision, is all about me, I. Pride likes domination, and it wants to be right all the time and in control of conversation. Do you know somebody like that? They always want to be right. It's all about me, honey, and if it's not my way, it's the highway. That's pride, okay? That's pride. Now, mind you, I'm just going to say it like I feel it, praise God. A lot of people know who I am, and I thank God because I'm nothing without him. But I'm just a business-minded woman. I love to do things in decency and order. And I believe that I have the spirit of the Holy Spirit that leads and guides me in spirit and in truth. Amen. That's a difference. When you're dealing with business, you want people that know how to run the business, be trained, and I just don't have tolerance for foolishness. I mean, we're going to do it the way the Word of God says, and we're going to live by the Word of God. Amen. Now, I would say pride keeps many people from accepting Christ as their personal Savior. Pride is an enemy of God. Do you all believe that? Pride is an enemy of God. Amen? Pride tells us we are good enough to earn God's favor just as we are. Amen? Pride tells us now that we don't have to admit that we are sinners. Okay? This is what pride does. So I just want to go through a list of things that pride does because my time is running up. Pride caused Adam and Eve to be deceived by Satan. And if you want to go, you can go and look at that in Genesis chapter 3, verses 5. A proud look is one of the six deadly sins that I had mentioned early in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 17. Amen. Also, Paul says, let's look what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 14. He says, as for me, God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in all the attractive things of the world was killed long ago. And the world's interest in me is also long dead. Paul letting you know he don't boast about anything except for what God did at the cross, Jesus Christ done at the cross. It's all about the cross. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's not boasting about his education, because remember he said that he forget what he had accomplished in life. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Paul, he learned a very, 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 very good lesson. Amen. Paul was something else. And I know y'all remember the story of Paul, right? I mean, Paul, he was just something else. And he told us to always follow him as he followed Christ. Amen. And I believe now, because I'm fishing around in my spirit, I believe in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13, Paul says, brothers and sisters, he said, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and stretching forth, looking forward to what lies ahead. So all of his accomplishments that Paul had accomplished back then, he don't boast on those things. He don't look at those things. He don't remember those things. He's saying, I boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus. Because of that cross, my interest in all the attractive things of the world was killed long time ago. So that's why he told you he forget those things that was behind and stretching forth a stretching towards those things that lies ahead of him. Amen? That's how we are. Because you know what? I've learned. We didn't bring anything in this world, right? No one bought anything in this world. So you're not going to take anything out with you. There's no U-Haul at the cemetery. So why do we kill, cheat, lie, steal, walk in pride to get all this earthly thing that we're going to leave here? I have never seen a U-Haul truck at a cemetery. Have you? I have never. I mean, so why do we have to walk in pride and think it's all about us? You know, I deserve the best seat in the synagogue. I deserve this. I deserve that. It's all about me, my. Me. You know, it's okay to have nice things, but don't let them things become your God. And that's what people do. And that's what got Satan in trouble. He allowed what God created him to be to now want him to desire to be a God. Adam and Eve, they desired to be a God because Satan, when he came to them to tempt them, he was telling them that they would be like God. Come on, y'all. Let's read the scripture. Amen. So like I say, you can go to Genesis chapter 3, verses 5, and there you will see that pride caused Adam and Eve to be deceived by Satan. Amen. Okay, guess what pride does when it's finished with you? Y'all already know. Pride brings shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. That's what Proverbs chapter 11, verses 2 says. Look at that. Instead of you getting some fame, honey, you getting a little bit of shame and a lot of it because everybody going to see you. You walking in pride. Pride will make you shameful. You around here walking, talking about me. God told me this, I'm that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you become shameful. Okay? So pride brings shame, and that's Proverbs chapter 11, verses 2. And also, pride brings contention. Only by pride coming contention, but with the well advice is wisdom. And that's found at Proverbs 13:10. So I want you guys to go back. If you got to come back and listen to this taping, your show, you can, because you need to learn about pride. You need to examine yourself and see whether you're walking in pride. Amen? Because we can walk in pride and we don't know it. And then also of my favorite scripture, pride goeth before destruction and an haughty spirit before a fall. You can look at that scripture, Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18. Amen. Now, this is a goodie. I love this scripture. Proverbs chapter 29, verses 23, it says, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Amen. Now, a lot of people think because they're not moving in ministry or things are not going the way that they think they should, you might need to check your pride. You know, you could be walking in the spirit of pride. And this is what God hates. He hates a pride look. He hates someone who has an arrogant spirit and prideful. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. For it says, I'm getting excited about this. Let's say, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, evil eye, blasphemy. But I want to get to that pride, because the pride is in this scripture that I want you to acknowledge. Amen. And then when you see that pride, it talks about foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So I really want to bring out in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, and I'm running because my time is winding up, that pride will defile you, okay? It defiled who? Satan? Lucifer? It got him kicked out of heaven. Remember the story. It defiled Adam and Eve. How about Saul? King Saul. Y'all ever thought about that? King Saul was little in his own eyes, but once he became king, he became so grand and big in the people's eyes, so much until he disobeyed the voice of God. Pride will cause you to disobey the voice of God. It will cause you to think that you are God. You see? We know a couple of people like that today, well-known people like that today, walking in pride. Amen. Come on, somebody, help me out. When pride lifts you up, you fall into the condemnation of the devil. Let's look, that's 1 Timothy 3 and 6. I want you to go and check that scripture out. I'm not going to quote that scripture. Amen. But when pride lifts you up, you fall into the condemnation of the devil. Amen. Because now you have opened the doorway for the devil to come in and destroy you. Okay? Come on, somebody, help me out today. I know I'm teaching this thing, right? We're teaching this word. Praise God. Praise God. I give God praise for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because he showed me what to say, how to say it, and that's how I deliver it. Amen. I pray every day. I just want you to know that it's not about me. It's about God and what he wants. So I give God praise for allowing me to teach you about pride today, because this is what the Spirit of the Lord say the church is walking in, a spirit of pride. Amen. And the Bible also tells us that we are not to respect the proud. The Word of God says this. It says, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalms 40, verses 4 says, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is the Lord over us? So I definitely want you to go back and read those scriptures. And then, did you know that the increase in pride, which is your ego, during our generation is a sign of the last days before Christ returns? The Word of God said, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. You can go look at that at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. There you will see that people are becoming prideful in these last days. Amen? Come on, somebody. And then also, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Now we can look at James chapter 4, verses 6, and Peter chapter 5, verses 5. In high look and a proud heart, meaning ego, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 4 says, a haughty scorner and his name, who dealeth in a proud wrath. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 24. Amen. Now, we got additional scriptures that you can look at concerning proud. Pride, excuse me. Psalms chapter 10, verses 2, 73, 6, and Psalms 119, verses 21. And Proverbs chapter 28, verses 25, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 16. Amen. These are scriptures that you can look at pertaining to pride, okay? So, well, again, I had a blast time with you guys. This wraps up the show for tonight. Amen. Join us for more shows that we're going to have. You can revisit this show. If you want to hear it again, you can always click back on the download. You can download it on your computer, have it so you can really listen to it. Because people have to understand, you will walk in pride and do not understand and don't recognize pride. You think that you're doing the will of the Father, when in fact, the devil has deceived you. And that's what he is. He is a great deceiver. He's the father of lies. Be careful. Check yourself. Make sure you're not walking in a pride. Getting out there. Find out why you're out there amongst the people. Why do you want to work in ministry? Did God send you to work in ministry? Or are you just working in ministry to make a name for yourself? Are you working in ministry because you want people to look at you as though you're God? You see? Anytime a person look at you, they should be able to identify Jesus Christ that's on the inside of you. Not you. They should not see you, even though they should. And the Bible says, do not praise yourself, but let others praise you with their lips. It's okay for other people to look and say, we thank God for using her or him. We thank God. It's always God, not, oh, we thank her. We thank her. She's this, she's that. No, be careful how you praise man, how you set them up, because they can be set up for a fall. We know Satan, Lucifer, he set Adam and Eve up for a fall. Okay, to walk into a spirit of pride. So I pray that this message has been a blessing to you and your family. Praise God for you tuning in, listening to me on tonight, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me in spirit and truth and serve the menu just like he gave it to me. Not adding salt and pepper to it, but serving the word of God just like he's given it to me. Amen. Everything that you do for the Lord, let it be real. Don't do things just to prove a point to somebody, because guess what? You headed for self-destruction. Believe that. You headed for self-destruction when you try to go and try to make things happen. The Word of God tells us, remember that scripture, Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. So if you out there doing things you say God told you to do, and you know good and well God ain't told you to do that, you just want people to prove a point that, hey, I can do this and I'm going to do this. Honey, let me say, you better check yourself. You better turn away, get it right, repent to God. Don't play no blame game. Well, it's because such and such, Susie may hurt me. This is the reason why I'm like that. No, devil. You better talk to that devil and say, devil, you is a liar and the truth ain't in you. You better get in the will of the Father. Find out what the will of the Father is for your life. Get to it. Do what thus said the Lord. Stop being about you. It's not about you. It's about winning souls for the Lord. The Word of God says, he that winneth souls for God is wise. Amen? That's what the Word say now. Come on, somebody. You better help me out today. Glory be to God. So at this point in time, I give God praise. I thank you, Father God, that you allowed me this opportunity to come before your people to deliver a word on tonight, Father God. Asking you, Father God, to forgive me for letting pride get in the way of my loving and serving you. I love you. I repent for being guilty of having any excess ego, if I may have had that, Father God. You examine my heart. You know me, Father God. And Father God, I just give you praise. Amen. That's what you need to be praying to God. Asking him to forgive you if you have walked in pride. Asking him to forgive you. Asking him to get it right. Show you you. That's what God had to show me. I had to get in the mirror and say, God, who am I? I had to ask him, who am I? Because I don't want to walk in pride. Amen. It's so easy to walk in pride. Amen? But you have to seek God. Seek his face. Ask him, who are you? Why did he create you? What is your purpose on earth? Is it to be like Donald Trump, get all the money, and still don't know God? Is it about having religion and don't have a relationship? It's time that we check our walk in God. Don't be like these people that are so puffed up with pride. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You tell God, God, I will serve only you. Amen. And God, thank you for saving my soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Let God know it's all about him. When you raise your hand to praise him, are you raising it because somebody looking at you? And you want them to think that you're so deep and holy and holy than I, and you got it going on, and look at me how I sound and blah, 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 blah. No, it's not about your education. It's not about your preaching skills. It's not about you, period. He inhabit the praises of his people. Amen. He didn't say don't let you inhabit the praises of people praising you and stuff like that. And thinking it's about you, and you, and all you see is you. Come on, somebody. Well, my time, again, like I say, has gotten away from me, so I'm going to have to end this show, and I do thank you all for just loving on me, coming to Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show. I am Dr. Teresa Graham, refreshing you with the Word of God. I'm
For the word of God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the time. So it doesn't matter what battles you are in. Just know that God will fight your battle and he will set you free today.